Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the Firm Foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
I want today to preach about this topic, Empowered, How We Do What We Do. Now, last week we talked about motivated, why we do what we do. Today we're talking about and teaching about empowered, how we do what we do. Amen. Say, Father, thank you. You've shown me why I do what I do. Now, Father, show me how to do what I do and what I should do. All right. Our first, the first item here, let me say this. We, in the men's meeting yesterday, we in fact talked and discussed this issue of empowerment that Elder Owens alluded to. And we actually used a lesson from the book, my book, The Principles of Empowerment. And that's there's a slide there with a QR code. You can scan that and get a book. We have some copies here. It's $5 if you want one. You probably already have the book. It's from 2017. But going into it again yesterday, I was reminded, I mean, the book is several years old, but God's word is always fresh. It came to me today to teach about empowerment. And also over the past several days, it's been very, almost kind of not heavy, but it's like a weight of glory in this issue of empowering. Now, we've been doing, you know, empowering for a long time. We all empower. We've done different things in our ministry. But it just came to me recently once again that's my assignment. Empowering is my assignment. And so we're going to continue doing that. Amen. And we do it all kind of ways. And we all empower different types of ways. So the lesson, we'll get into that. But the copy of the book is available. If you want to get a copy of the book, it's available on Amazon, print edition, Kindle edition. We have copies here at the church. So avail yourself. All right. Acts chapter 10 is our foundation scripture. Verse 35, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. That's an empowerment scripture. The word empowerment is not in the Bible, but the concept is. And I want you to focus here in the statement. It says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about, watch this, not only preaching, but doing good. Say doing good. See, doing good is in the category of everything we're talking about, the health and wellness connection we started. Doing good. We don't exclude preaching the word, but really God's concept is people need all the above. People need to be fed and preached to. I recommend you better feed them before you preach to them. You know, don't get that twisted, amen. And so God, you know, Jesus was anointed. There's anointing in organizing to serve people in the community. You're anointed. You're anointed to go vote. Amen. If you haven't done also already, meant to mention that in the slide, vote, right? Because if you don't vote, you know, don't say nothing about nothing. Don't just keep your mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? But if you vote, that's your voice. And your vote may not prevail. It's not the point, though. You participated, amen? And so we're anointed to go about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil. That's a big one, too, now. Doing this, I mean, people, you can talk to somebody and encourage them, but the anointing comes to help them at every level. Spirit, soul, body, even demonic forces can be broken, right? So all that. So that's my theme today. And we are empowered. So how do we do what we do? first point I make here to you is the root of the word empower is power, which is ability to do or act, capability of doing or accomplishing something. So we all have power, you know, personal power, as one motivational speaker said, personal power is when you just decide to do something, get it done, make the phone call, you know, write the letter, send the email, whatever, make your plan. That's your personal power. No one can ever take that from you. It's your decision to act. So power, we think of power as who has this, who has power. I get that. There's power in people who are in public office and in public service and so forth. We elect people who have power when they're elected. Some people are unelected and forget they don't have power no more. Let's touch that and move on. You ain't nobody now but a citizen like the rest of us. But the thing is, but we think of power in that way. But think of power in a personal way. How you use power to take care of your business. But then more importantly, how do you empower other people? And that's my next slide here. So with power and authority comes responsibility. And so that is one thing to have power and authority, but what are you doing with it? How are you doing with it? Are you serving others? We showed the video of Deion Sanders a couple weeks ago, how he went to become football coach at Jackson State University and has turned the program around and really helped the school, helped all HBCUs in some way. That's a major empowerment move, isn't it? And so it just shows you when you use your personal power to do something, it ends up empowering other people. And that's the goal of life, I would think. I mean, you get to a point where you've got the things you want in life. You got your house, you got your car, you got your dog or your cat, you know what I'm saying? You got somebody, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Thank God. Thank God for people and things. But if I can't make that work to make somebody else's life better, it's not a waste, but it's just I'm missing something. So we want to empower. So here's the next slide here. Power has to be gained, learned, imparted, or received from God and others. This is the basis of being empowered. The prefix M or N before an English term means into or into, within, inside. All right? Now watch this. Empowerment defined. It's the process of helping. Process is the word, not just a one-time thing. It's the process of helping others obtain opportunities, develop skills, and gain self-sufficiency. Empower is an instance. Empowerment is a process. Say that. Empower is an instance. Empowerment is the process. Then you can go to a seminar. Let's say, for example, you went to this Saturday, some kind of seminar at 10 o'clock, and you were there, you know, for an hour, hour and a half, and that was a great, you know, you went there, and you know, there was an empowerment, really, but it was more of an instance. Now, if you sign up for a whole class, for a whole semester, come on, somebody, you commit to something long-term, not just one day, then you really, that's more of the process of empowerment. Now, one instance can help you tremendously. Don't get me wrong. But if you're talking about empowering somebody, you don't just show up and leave. You show up and keep going back in and keep going and going and doing it and doing it and making a difference. You know, every Thursday, I mean, once a month on Thursday, I go to Jesus' house, take my equipment, I film Pastor Bumpus teaching Bible study on a Thursday. And he teaches, and we use that footage to create television shows for TV 40, and a different network, a national network as well. And so we do this every month. Well, when I see him on Thursday, what I don't see is him, you know, every day in there teaching, you know what I'm saying, when he's in town or having somebody else teaching, I mean, for like 40 years, you know, and teaching guys and training guys, you know, and guys learning how to pray and use their faith. It's a process. Which is why the national rate of recidivism is 70-some-odd percent, meaning guys who reoffend go back to jail. At Jesus' house, they had 90% success rate. And 10% of those who quit the process. It would be 100% if guys stayed in there and followed everything through and were fully empowered. So process, while process is so important, that's why we want you to understand the power of devotions and reading and following things we ask you to do, because this is how we are empowered, all right? So the process is the process of helping others obtain opportunities, develop skills, gain self-sufficiency. Empower is an instance. Empowerment is the process. Let me ask you a question. Where would you be today? Where would I be today without God and the people who empowered you? Don't act like you got here by yourself. Now, we know we didn't, but we act like we do sometimes. Or we get so old, we get so grown, it's like I'm good. And we'll come to that here in a moment in the scripture. People who felt like, I got it, I'm okay, Jesus. But the fact is, we wouldn't be where we were today, or we are today. All right, too many people and powers in life are only trying to extract something from you, not put anything into you. Now, powers is everything. Powers, the powers of marketing, the powers of people trying to persuade you to follow them for some reason. So powers is a general term. Bible talks about powers, principalities and powers. There's powers. There's just powers out here. That's a whole different lesson, okay? But people in powers are always trying to extract something from you, not put something in you. Now, think about that. And ask yourself, when you encounter somebody, something, are you trying to pull something out of me or put something in me? Now, I got a radar like, oh, that's a puller. That ain't no putter, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, certainly we are there to give to people. We want to, you know, give ourselves at a certain level to people. The point is, though, are people, are powers just trying to pull from you, to take advantage of you? That's the phrase we use, isn't it? So be mindful of that, and you know, be courteous, but be gone. You know what I'm saying? All right. And thing is, you get older, you have less and less time for foolishness. And I'm too focused on empowering. You can't empower when people don't cooperate and want to help and act like they care. You can't function like that. You can try. But the thing is, if you really open your heart, there are many people who are willing and ready to do the Lord's will. So don't just be frustrated and waste your time on folk, you know, who aren't ready. Help them, serve, minister. But when God calls you to empower people, they need to be willing to receive it. Amen, somebody? Say willing to receive. All right. Next point here. So here's some synonyms, similar words, to empower. Authorize, enable, grant, legitimize, permit, vest, accredit, capacitate. That's a new one. Charge, commission, delegate, invest, license, qualify, sanction, warrant. Good words. Of what we can do where others are concerned. And moreover, what we have received. You know, we have been authorized and granted, and all this is a part of how we become able to do for other people, all right? License, you know, I have, you know, I'm licensed to minister, ordained to minister. You can't ordain yourself. You can't license yourself. You can't send yourself, right? And the same goes for all professions. There is a process where you are qualified to then use your station to do your job or empower others, help others. Antonyms, opposite words to empower: deny, disallow, disapprove, refuse, reject, veto, disenfranchise. Those are all terms that speak of the opposite of empower. We have been on both sides of this, haven't we? We have been empowered, and we have been, you know, as we're disempowered, we've experienced both. So, but we're here. God came, Jesus came, anointed, God says, to do good. And and heal all who are oppressed. Amen. And so we are anointed to do good. See, I'm anointed to do good and heal the oppressed. Amen. So next slide. Again, you've seen this is our, again, our Christmas event slide. Now, our Christmas outreach is about empowerment. Now, it is more of an instance, all right, not a process, but we engage people at least for those several days. And, of course, through Chaplain Epps, we can do empowerment because she's going back to the prison over and over again. We give the books out. We share the word. We pray with people. And so it's a great opportunity to empower in a limited way. But it's, you know, it's what we do. And but also we get funding from the endowment, right? So they're granting monies to ministries to use to help other people. That's an empowerment. We're taking some of that money and then transferring some of that to another church. Amen. And then some to Friends Fellowship, right? So can you see when we empower others, everybody gets empowered. Everybody gets blessed. That's why when you give your tithes and your offerings, you know, you're empowering the ministry to do things. Because the grant doesn't pay for everything, y'all. The grant, we're paying a lot ourselves for the Christmas outreach every year. And so this is why we give and we look, we serve, we pray, because there is no empowerment without the process and the commitment and the desire and the love of people for other people to make a difference. Amen. The second slide just shows you this is what we did. This is, again, for Pastor, for Hope of Glory Church, Pastor Irving Robb, his wife Donna. And so, you know, using the same title, calling theirs what we call ours. It's the same thing. We're doing the same thing. Amen. Two places. Amen, somebody? You know, listen, y'all, we got to get past this stuff in our world, in the church world. People actually compete. A lot of competition. Well, we call it a Jesus celebration. It's our Jesus celebration. What are you talking about? It's Jesus celebration. That's what it's supposed to be. And so why, if we have found a good model, why wouldn't you transfer that to somebody else and help them do it? You see? And, of course, they could do something without us, you know, but we make it a little bit easier for them. And so it's a joy. It's a joy to be able to share blessing and to empower others. And of course, here's the still frame. You just saw the video. It's Pastor Farr. You see where he's standing, right? You know where he's standing? You recognize where he's standing? Right there. Okay, all right. And so we filmed that here at New Covenant Church. So New Covenant Church is empowering the Wellness Connection. I'm doing some video for them. And so, you know, a lot of video, in fact. But the point is, you know, this is what we do. People of God, we empower. Do you see me in that picture, in this picture here? No, not that picture. You know, to empower people, you don't have to be seen. Matter of fact, if you're really empowering people, we won't even hardly see you. Because you'd be somewhere in the foundation. The people know you're in there somewhere. But if you have to be out front and be seen, you really can't be you can do it, but well, you know what, if you're really pretty and handsome, maybe you should do that. You know what I'm saying? You get out there, hey, buddy, you know. It might help the brand a little bit. But some of us don't have that. We just get the work done and make sure things are being done and folks are being blessed and resources are going out and the foundation is strong. That's how some of us operate. Amen, somebody? Now, you know, I got a little pizzazz, but not a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? You know, if I got enough, you know, to send somebody else up there, bring my wife up, hey, see? You know what I'm saying? The point I'm making is we need to see that Jesus was anointed to do good and to heal. Say, do good and heal. Not just the oppression, but whatever it might be. Doing good and healing. If we're not into that, what are we into? What are you into? I'm into my job, making money. You don't have enough money yet? You ain't worked long enough yet? You know what I'm saying? Come on now. You do not, listen, y'all, you don't live to work, you work to live. Now, let's be truthful. Now, sometimes the job, you know, is something you kind of dreamed of doing your whole life. I get that. But for a lot of folk, man, that job, you know, keep the bills paid and keep the roof over the head and send the kids to school, give them a good life. Amen. It was not your long-term plan to do this particular job. So thank you. But that's empowering, isn't it? Even more so, because you actually kind of stepped aside from what you wanted to do what had to be done for other people. And thank God for that. Amen, somebody. Thank God for that. All right. Now watch this. So the nature of empowering is to provide the same ability and authority possessed by the giver. Yeah. So what the giver wants to do is provide to you what he or she has. When you reflect on it, there were and are pivotal moments and processes in life that empower you. I'm aware of a lot of them, not just the whole, I mean, all of school, all of life. I mean, but there's some times when I can remember how it was a life-changing thing. All right. These moments came from parents, teachers, preachers, public servants, mentors, employers, and coaches, etc. All right, so understand that. Now, see, so be one of those people now. See, if you received it, become one of those people that we're talking about, all right? You know, you be the type of parent, or you be the teacher, the preacher, the public servant, the mentor, the employer, the coach. You be that person to other people. Question. How do you become empowered? How do you become empowered? Well, it's by training and understanding and wisdom. You train to understand, you're trained to be wise. Proverbs says, chapter 1, verse 2, the purpose of the Proverbs, the first chapter of the book, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Perceive means to, you know, in the midst of everything going forth, to know which part of it is good. You know, all kind of stuff in this world going out, information, media. But when you perceive, you know, right, which to leave behind and what to take, to perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple. Prudence is like, you know, you're on the road and the road is about to go in different directions. And prudence is like, that one. Not this one. Not that one. This one. Okay? And you aren't born with prudence. We're born with, well, silliness and ridiculousness and wandering. Come on, somebody. No child has prudence. Not a single one. They have to be trained to it or learn by example. Come on. That's why children aren't being trained and or have good examples, and they end up doing crazy things. Because we're born sinners. We're born in sin. And so we're trained to these things. All right, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and the man of understanding will attain wise counsel. You know, when people have talked to me when I was younger or in a class or something, and they're talking, and I'm listening. I'm listening so well that when they're done talking, they give me a test, I ace the test because I'm listening. I'm paying attention. Sometimes, now I've also been an instructor in college level and teaching and sharing, and people, you know, looking, you know, checking the watch, head going down, head nodding, this kind of stuff, and just not paying attention. But a wise man will hear and increase learning. Some folks just don't hear. Well, he's sleepy. Well, stand up then and listen. If you get tired, go up against the wall over there and stand up and listen. A wise man will hear. But my thing is, like, I'm more like, if you don't want to hear, it's not my duty to make you hear. It's your duty to be wise enough to hear. Amen? And so if somebody is not listening and you share something and they change the whole subject around, like, oh, okay, I got it. Talk, go on. I'm done talking to you about that because you're not listening and you're not learning and you're wasting both of our time, okay? So a wise man will hear and increase learning, watch this, and the man of understanding will attain wise counsel. If I don't know, ask somebody. Let's do this. Let's try this on for size. This is going to be hard for some of us. Say, I don't know. I don't know. Now, don't say to get out of dealing with something, but the wisest person says, I don't know, but I will attain. I'll go find out. I'll ask somebody. Amen, somebody? So when you know a lot and do a lot, people think you know a lot. You know it all. No, we don't know it all, but we are very willing to go find out. Now watch this. To receive, he said, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Say equity. Now that's a word we are more familiar with today. Equity is something very powerful. It's different than justice. It's different than judgment, okay? Now the next slide shows you an illustration of equity. This is really good. So equality or justice, everybody got the same size box. Each of those look like boys, okay? Looking over the fence at a baseball game. Now the tall kid can see easily over the fence. The other kid can still see, but the little guy, he can't see anything. But they're equal. Equality is they all got the same height of box. But equity pays attention to each person's actual need, all right? So the tall person don't need a box at all. He can see over the fence without a box. The second person has the same box. The other person has two boxes and can see over the fence. He got his hands raised up. He can see now. Well, he took the box from the tall guy. Well, in the real world, in the best world, he gave his box to the small guy. Amen. That's the spirit of it. He gave his box. I see you over there. I'm on a box I don't even need to be on. You're on the ground with no box at all, can't see anything. Here, take my box. That's how it should work, all right? Now, it works out, though, in public policy. We have to sometimes enact things that help people understand you should help other people, not just take it all for yourself. You got plenty of boxes, you know what I'm saying? People are like, I want my box, I want your box, and your too. I want to go up 10 feet high, you know what I'm saying? Even though I could have seen it without any. That's the idea. So empowerment, then, looks like this, where we're paying attention to people. Not a handout. It is empowerment. Let me help you to get to a higher level so you can see and you can do some things. And if I got enough, let me share what I have. Why we insist on having more and building barns and bigger barns, as Jesus said, he said, thou fool, call a man a fool. This night your soul is required of you. All that stuff you got won't help your soul. You should have been sharing your stuff. You should have been walking in love. Should have been helping other people. Amen, somebody. All right. Were you blessed today? Give God some praise. Come on, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for empowering us.